Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that I can spend time with you to encourage you with the Word of God. And I believe that the Spirit of the Living God will speak to you an important message so that you can live a victorious life. The Lord loves you so much, and He wants to build your life up to become more like Jesus Christ. And you can walk a life of faith, a life of victory, and a life that is full of blessing. Let us pray. Father, we commit this time to you. We ask you, Lord, to speak to us and to show us your will and your way. You will lead us step by step, Lord. And after we hear your word, Lord, we're going to put it into practice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I would like to talk about speech, that we should talk victory, not defeat. We should prophesy blessing, not cursing. We should speak the promises of God, not the words of defeat. Let's look at Numbers chapter 24, verse 10. Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, "I summoned you to curse my enemies." The enemies are the Israelites. "But you have blessed them these three times." King Balak, who is the king of the Moabites, he offered the prophet named Balaam, the real prophet, a lot of money so that Balaam could put the words of cursing upon the Israelites. Balak really wanted to destroy the children of Israel. But God told Balaam, "What I have blessed, you cannot curse." When Balak continued to press Balaam to speak the word of cursing, not only did Balaam refuse to do so, but God had him start speaking blessing over the Israelites, how they would succeed and accomplish great things. Wow! Balaam said that even though you give your house to me full of silver and gold, I do not have enough power to be able to curse the children of Israel, whom have been blessed by the Almighty God. My brothers and sisters, you can see that sometimes people want to curse us, to speak failure against us, speak negative things against us. Oh, he's going to die soon. He's going to be sick. He's going to fail. Sometimes people want to speak negative toward us, either directly to us or behind our back. But notice one thing. When God puts the commanded blessing on you and me, it doesn't matter what somebody else says or does. All that matters is that the Creator of the universe put His blessing on us, and everything else is of no effect at all. God has the final say, not man. Man may hate you, may do unfair things to you, may treat you with wrong attitudes and speak negative things against you. They may speak defeat and cursing all day long about you. But the Bible says that they are powerless to change the blessing on your life when God wants to bless you. You need to understand this. It's so important to walk a life that is full of the blessing of God. When the enemy tries to curse your future with negative words or negative thinking, do like Balaam, the prophet. Start prophesying or speaking victory. Prophesy favor. Prophesy health. Prophesy abundance. Speaking good things about yourself. This is what I learned. When I wake up in the morning, I drive to the workplace. I say, "I'm highly favored. I am healthy. I'm strong. Sickness cannot be on my body. The commanded blessing of God is upon my life." I live in abundance. I live in victory. I have the breakthroughs. I have the wisdom from God. I speak positive. I want to encourage all of you. No matter what happened around you in the past, maybe you come from failed family, from very poor background, or you may see defeat in the past, don't speak negative. Speak the word of blessing upon yourself. Prophesy blessing upon your children, grandchildren, your spouse. For me as a pastor, I speak the blessing to my members that they're going to have good family, marry a good godly spouse. Pastor Dan, I always speak positive and blessing and victory toward our members. And we can see that God really blessed our church members, New Hope International Church. This is the key. It's very important. We need to walk in obedience. And when we walk in obedience toward God, God will command His blessing upon us. And His blessing will chase us down and overtake us. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all His commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread boards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee, I like that, a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land He is given you. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, the Lord will establish you as His holy people, as He swore He would do. Then all the nations of the world will see you, that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land He swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children and numerous livestock and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from His rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on the top and never at the bottom. You must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today, nor follow after other gods and worship them. Wow, this is a powerful promise of God in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I would like to encourage all of you to really read the Bible, be filled with the Holy Spirit, be touched by the fire of God, be cleansed by the fire of God, listen to the teaching. The reason I produce so many teachings so that you know the word, you know the command of God, and I believe by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, you can obey His teaching. You go to church, you serve God, you love your family, you love your neighbors, you love your brother and sister in the church, you serve, you give, you do your best, you honor the Lord with your life, and God will command the blessing to come over you. And every day you can wake up and say, I'm blessed, I'm victorious, I'm more than conquerors. I am highly favored. The grace of God is on me. And I know that this blessing can come upon all of us through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just have to repent and obey God. But the person who bought this blessing for us is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, 13 to 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon. I like that, come upon. God command the blessing jump out of heaven and come on us and overtake us, and we cannot run away from the blessing upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We need to build faith. Faith with action. When we study the Bible, we build faith in the command of God, in the promise of God, and we obey Him. We receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will bring the blessing to us by the power and the grace of God. This is why, number one, we should be a Christian who loves the Word, study the Word, listen to good teaching, obey the Word, and we will be blessed. Two, we need to be Christian who are full with the Holy Spirit, and we need to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit and the fire of God, the fire of the Spirit. And we're going to walk by faith, and we're going to prophesy and speak the blessing on our own life, on our family members, on our church, and on the ministry. We're going to prophesy the blessing. Amen. I believe from now on, you will not speak cursing, speak negative about yourself. Speak the blessing and obey the Lord. Will you practice what you learned today? Will you do it? I believe you will do it. And you're going to see the breakthrough, and the hands of God will move in your life. And you're going to see the open door, and God going to lead you to the right place at the right time. And even though the situation look impossible to you, God can still bless you. For myself, when I moved to America, it looked impossible for me to find a job here. I spoke with thick accent. I did not have the education in America, but God blessed me. I got a job at University of Washington, and later on, they pay me, and later on, they promoted me to be the chief resident in the university, and then I got a good job. Oh, God blessed me and blessed me and blessed me, opened the right door. I met the right people. But all this time, what I have done is to obey the Lord. When God told me to build a church, I built a church. I'm very diligent in studying the Word of God, wanting to know the Word of God, and practice the Word of God. And I speak the blessing to myself, to my wife and my children every single day. God bless us. God bless us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you so much for showing us the scripture regarding Balak and Balaam. Lord, we believe when the commanded blessing is upon us because we obey you, no one can steal from us. Nothing in the world can take that blessing from us, Lord. We promise you that we will obey what you say. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us and taking the curse on your body, so that we can receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, we thank you that your blessing will override any force that is trying to hold us back. We believe that as we keep honoring you, obeying you, serving you, Lord, your commanded blessing will chase us down and overtake us. We thank you, Lord. From now on, every day we will speak words of prophecy toward us and toward our family. We are blessed and we are highly favored in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that we can read the Word of God together. And I believe that if you practice what you learned today, your life will never be the same. You're going to see the hand of God move in your life. God bless you, loved you. I will see you in other teaching. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
friends think that I'm a fool for even believing. Lord, it seems I'm sliding back, but I will not abandon ship. Thirsty for you, Lord. I'm so thirsty for you, Lord.
Still,